Hello, are you in the midst of some change, challenge, or uncertainty? Of course you are, because you're human, and if you're alive, it's probably something you're experiencing. After all, change really is the only thing that's truly constant. And change is a universal experience. It affects us individually and collectively, personally and professionally. It impacts our families, our organizations, and our communities. Change is something that can come at us from the outside in. When a curveball gets thrown at you, or somebody pulls out the rug from underneath you, or there's a change in the economy, or the political landscape, or the environment, or your health. Sometimes there's a change in your organization, a shakeup, a layoff, a reorganization. And then there's change that comes at us from the inside out, the kind of change you initiate yourself. Maybe you want to break a bad habit, or you want to learn something new, or maybe you want to create something or launch something. Or maybe you'd like to set off on an adventure to explore some uncharted territory. Regardless of where change comes from, it can be unnerving and a little bit discombobulating or unsettling because it involves uncertainty and it can lead you to feel completely powerless. The ironic thing is that during times of change, when you most need to access your wit and clarity and your ability to make good, effective decisions, sometimes it's the hardest. Because change rattles our cages. It has us thinking of how we can survive and whether or not we're going to be okay, let alone exactly what we need in order to get through it and come out on the other side victorious. So that's why I'm really happy to bring you this program. It contains excerpts of a webinar that I did in 2020, just when COVID was reaching its peak. We were getting used to socially distancing and wearing face masks. But because change is so universal and constant, it really is applicable to anything that you might experience, whether it's something that you're working through now or something that you might have to navigate in your future. It contains practical tools and approaches that you can apply to your specific situation and worksheets that will help you do just that. You'll notice in the videos that I reference a 4-week Insight to Action series, which is something that I've made available to you, even though you weren't on the actual original webinar. Change doesn't have to get the best of you. With conscious and intentional action and thought, you can navigate through it in ways that allow you to find resources within you you didn't even realize that you had, so that you can come out on the other end stronger and wiser and better for the experience itself. So, without any further ado, I'll turn you over to the actual program. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm delighted to have this opportunity to serve you.
Welcome, everyone. In today's webinar, we bring you Diane Bolden. Diane is an executive coach, a speaker, author, and organization development professional. For 25 years, Diane has worked with managers, directors, officers, and boards in Fortune 100 and 500 companies and nonprofit organizations to achieve higher levels of performance, contribution, and success by helping them to bring out the best in themselves and everyone around them. Diane has designed, taught, and facilitated numerous programs over the years, and her experience has led her to recognize that people learn best when they're faced with the big challenges that require them not only to develop new skills, but to effectively apply them in ways that incorporate the understanding that while we share similar responses, we're also unique in how those responses manifest. She complements this knowledge with the philosophy that often what is required is not learning, but unlearning. We encourage you to set aside any distractions so you can fully absorb the insights, lessons, and suggested actions Diane will share with us today. So without further ado, it's my great pleasure to introduce Diane Bolden.
Hi there. Thank you so much for that introduction. I am so delighted to be here. And you know, it's interesting, I'm just gonna advance my slide here. We planned this webinar on navigating change, challenge, and uncertainty months ago. And at the time, my thought was that it would really be pretty much completely work-oriented. And we're in such crazy times right now that the lines have been blurred. Work and home, with everything going on, is kind of difficult to separate. And we're facing just as much challenge, change, and uncertainty in our personal lives as we are in our professional lives. So my intention today is to give you some tools that are going to help you in both. And what I'd like for you to do is, as we progress, and actually before we progress, I'd like for you to see if you can think of a challenge that you're working through right now, a specific challenge. I'm going to be giving you some tools and some concepts and some methodologies that I think if you were to apply that directly to a challenge, you might be able to come away with greater insights. Before I get started, I want to tell you a couple things. I tell this to all of my clients. I tell this to anybody who attends my workshops. As we unfold this webinar, there are going to be things that occur to you. There are going to be insights that you have. If you haven't already, you can print out the handout. There's a place for you to take notes next to the slides. If you don't have a printer, just grab a yellow pad. Whatever the notes are that you write down, those are golden. Those are going to be far more important than anything I will tell you, because they're a product of your intuition. They are the kinds of things, the insights that you will need to help match what it is that you most want. So it's really important that you listen to that. I have slides, I have content that I have pre-designed for this webinar. And all that being said, in the spirit of navigating change, challenge, and uncertainty, I am going to be listening to my intuition to see what is going to be of the greatest value to everybody here. And so I am going to give myself the disclaimer that I may navigate away from some of these slides. I may say things I didn't plan to say. And I think that's one of the beauties of navigating change, challenge, and uncertainty, is that if we can stay fluid, we can address these kinds of things as they come up.